For the past year, billionaire oil man T. Boone Pickens has spent $60 million advertising his plan to combat America's addiction to foreign oil. He launched the campaign last year with this ad.
I'm T. Boone Pickens. I've been an oil man my whole life, but this is one emergency we can't drill our way out of. And I have a plan.
As part of that plan, Pickens invested $2 billion in wind turbines to create the world's largest wind farm in Texas. Well, yesterday he postponed that project, and today he's on Capitol Hill talking about energy independence. You spent a lot of money trying to convince the country that we need wind energy. Why the postponement? What went wrong?
Well, one, and I do too, we're in a tough credit market right now. So financing that is not easy. But I don't start receiving turbines till the first quarter of 2011. So I'll have the financing to go ahead and build the project out by 2011. Second, we do not get transmission in there. We thought we could do it ourselves. We can't. And so we won't have transmission available to us until 2013. So it'll all fit together. We'll just be a couple of years behind schedule.
When you say you need transmission, somebody has to build a couple of billion dollars worth of transmission lines to a wind farm to make the energy transmissible into the grid.
That's right. And that'll be done by ERCOT CREZ in Texas. That's all been money appropriated for that.
So you're confident that you're on the hook for lots of wind turbines. They're not going to go to Texas now, but they're all going to be put to use?
No question. I have to put them to use.
To what extent do you think the inability to come up with that transmission money right away, to what extent does it reflect the fact that petroleum is cheaper now than it was a year ago, and the sense of urgency is gone?
No, it hasn't gone, because you're still importing as much oil this year as you did last year. It's about 70% of your oil is foreign oil. So that hasn't changed. The price is cheaper, so the pain is less, but the security issue is still number one. Can you imagine importing almost 70% of your oil from foreign countries, and over half of that oil is coming from countries that really are not friendly to us? They hate us. And so we've got to get it fixed, and that's what I'm working on. Now, the way to fix it is to go to the one and only resource we have in America that will replace foreign oil, which is natural gas. And we have an abundance of natural gas. It's cheaper, it's cleaner by 50% than oil, and it's available to us. And that's what we're going to do. And we will have a plan, I think, by the end of the August recess. We will have a plan that will go a long way to solving the dependency issue for foreign oil.
I want to come back to natural gas in a second, but first just on wind. The facts of our dependence on foreign oil haven't changed, but you don't sense any less concern about this by the public now that the price at the pump has come down by so much.
Well, do you want to have foreign oil? Of course
no, no,
you don't.
No, no. I mean, nobody wants it, but nobody seems to care as much when the price
they
is
do.
Rising.
They do care. They do care. You're still dependent on the same amount of oil today from unfriendly countries as you were last year, and it'll get worse as you go forward. So, yeah, the American people, I'm in good contact with them. They want the dependency issue fixed. And I think this Congress knows that very well, and I think the President of the United States is on that course.
Do you think that advertising money paid off, the money that you've spent on ads urging wind energy?
I think I got my money's worth.
But we don't have the wind farm yet.
Oh, we're going to get it. Don't worry, because the people in America want renewables. And that was all in the climate bill that passed last week in the House. It still has to be worked out with the Senate. But that bill, it has the renewables in there, the wind, the solar, and the 21st century grid for the United States. All those have to be done.
Well, Boone Pickens, thank you very much for talking with us.
You bet, Robert. Thank you.
So, oil man T. Boone Pickens speaking to us from Capitol Hill.